Our government is us. We elect people to represent our interests. We have a right to see what they're doing, how they arrive at their decisions. We have a right to weigh in on the process. And of course, to see what they decide. It's the Up North Lowdown from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Ed Ronco. We're going to talk today about how Northern Michigan governments keep us informed about what they're up to and how you can make sure you know what's going on. Also, an Olympian returns home to Boyne City. That's all coming up. But first, the latest on the storm. The lights are starting to come back on in the parts of northern Michigan hit hardest by the winter storm of the last several days. Main roads and downtown areas in Roscommon County are cleared and getting back to normal. Some more rural back roads are still being cleared. As of last night, electricity was restored to about half the county. Crews from six different states are fanning out to help get the lights back on. Meanwhile, Consumers Energy and a local food truck hosted a free lunch in a downtown Roscommon parking lot. Simon Morris is a senior at Roscommon High School and was waiting in line for his warm meal and said his family is still without power and does not have a secondary heat source.
We have candles and a bunch of blankets at home, so we're kind of frigid. It wasn't too bad because we're kind of the last ones to lose power, so a tree fell down onto our house and like it thudded and immediately just power gone.
Power is estimated to be restored in full later this week. Michigan's Governor Gretchen Whitmer says some of the recovery is being hampered by the partial federal government shutdown.
I'm going to need the continued help from our legislature and our congressional delegation to meet the needs that Michiganders are feeling through no fault of their own on any of these fronts. We've got to make sure that we're there for our communities. And that's why what I could do as governor is declare the emergency so we can help the locals right now. But yes, we will continue to try to get more resources for people that are recovering from climate events.
Statewide, right now, 10 counties are under states of emergency, 7 up here from the winter storm, and 3 in southwest Michigan from deadly tornadoes earlier this month. It is Sunshine Week, and no, that is not a comment on the weather. As we all know, it has not been Sunshine Week, really, around here. No, this is about government transparency and the importance of public records and open government for a functioning, healthy democracy. Sunshine Week happens nationwide, and it's a time to call attention to public records and the like. Austin Rolater covers local government for us and is here with, we'll call it Transparency 101. Austin, how you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, okay. Let's start with the bare minimum. What needs to be disclosed to the public by a public body, like a government agency?
Okay, well, at its base, this is a story about minutes and agendas. So if you don't know, an agenda is kind of just a plan for a meeting. It documents what is outlined to be happening at the meeting. And then the minutes are after the meeting, what actually did happen at the meeting. So agendas need to be made available to the public, but there aren't necessarily any rules for how they're supposed to be shared. Minutes, on the other hand, they have to be posted at the main office of the public body that's holding the meeting. So basically, if the notes that the clerk takes at the meeting are tacked to a billboard, you're good to go.
And this is according to Michigan law?
This is according to Michigan law.
Okay, that's the bare minimum. What does this look like in practice? I've seen so many videos and heard recordings of meetings. So not all government agencies, in fact, I would say maybe even most, are not simply tacking something to a billboard, right?
Yeah, you're correct. Most in our area are not simply tacking a message on a billboard, but about a quarter of them don't have any posting of the minutes online. And so the only way to find them is to actually go to the bulletin board.
We're talking about this here, two journalists to each other. Why should the broader public care about this, that they're not posting minutes online?
Yeah, a lot of people don't really realize the effect that your local government has on your life. I mean, a lot of people are very consumed in what happens on the federal level on a daily basis. But actually, your township or municipal government controls lots of things, like how you can and can't use your property, what your neighborhood looks like. In some cases, they even control your water and how your waste is collected. And so they have this outsized effect on your everyday life, but, you know, compared to the amount of media coverage and what people know about them, it's often a lot less than you would expect. And then also there's the aspect of, you know, data centers, gravel mines. That's a couple of hot button issues in our area lately, and where those decisions are made are at these local government units. So it's actually pretty important for people to know what's going on in their township, village, or city government.
So what do I do? Like, if I live in one of those places that doesn't make minutes or agendas like immediately accessible from the comfort of my couch, how do I find out what's going on with my local government?
The best way to find out what's going on at your local government is go to the meetings at the location. I mean, these are people that live in your community. They're your neighbors. They might even be your friends and relatives. So go to the location. There's also some newspapers that cover these meetings. The Antrim Review, Kalkaska Review, Benzie Patriot, Elk Rapids News, Old Mission Gazette. These are these small market newspapers that do send reporters out to these meetings and you can read about them. But, you know, they can't get to all of them. So if there's no reporter in your village or township, you're kind of out of luck.
And I know, you know, we're talking about small towns there, small communities like townships, but there's also the Record Eagle, the Ticker, routinely covering what's going on in Grand Traverse County and Traverse City. So there's a whole spread here.
Yeah, exactly. There is. And, you know, up here, we do have fairly good media coverage of what happens in these meetings, especially to, compared to other areas in the country. I mean, we have a lot of local newspapers that do weekly publications and do. I got my start in journalism going to these meetings. And so, I mean, there are a lot of people that are interested in these things and that go to them and try to share what happens with the public.
So it's good to be curious and good to ask questions.
Yeah. Going and getting to know these folks and attending the meetings, that's the best way to know what's going on in your local government.
Austin, an education. Thank you very much for that.
Yeah, thank you.
IPR's Austin Rowlater talking with us about how to access your local government. It's Sunshine Week, a time when media organizations and others call attention to transparency and open records and the ways we participate in our democracy. If you want more information on local governments and how they let you, the public, know what's happening inside the government, check out our website, iprnews.org. We've got some resources for you there. All right, finally today, an Olympic gold medalist returns home.
All right, this is the moment you've been waiting for. Coin City's gold medal winner, Kayla Kuhn.
Gold medal skier Kayla Kuhn made an appearance at Boyne City High School's gymnasium, the crowd going wild there. In that sound from the Boyne City Public Schools Facebook feed of the event. The Boyne Citizen reports that she encouraged students and others to do something they love every day and to enjoy life's journey. That's the lowdown. I'm Ed Ronco. Our producer is Austin Rowlater. Thanks to WCMU for help with the storm coverage this week. And thanks to you for listening. We're going to depart today with the Boyne City Band playing the Olympic anthem. This is Interlochen Public Radio.
Support for Interlochen Public Radio is provided by you and by Comfort Keepers. For over 20 years, Comfort Keepers have been providing in-home care services and keeping seniors living independently in the comfort of their own home. Learn more at ComfortKeepers.com.